Good morning, friends. What a pleasure it is to be coming your way once again with a short gospel message. Sometimes a child of God feels all alone. It's a mystery to him why he dwells in a solitary place. But be assured, God understands all mysteries, and he knows and cares for each faithful one. Listen to this scripture. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gather them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Psalms 106:1-9. How wonderful and great it is that God would and does care for his own in such a tender way. So when you feel all alone and that you are in a solitary place, just remember it is for your good and God is there too. Listen, the solitary way. There is a mystery in human hearts, and though we be encircled by a host of those who love us well and are beloved, to every one of us from time to time there comes a sense of utter loneliness. Our dearest friend is stranger to our pain and cannot realize our bitterness. There is not one who really understands, not one to enter into all I feel. Such is the cry of each of us in turn. We wander in a solitary way. No matter what or where our lot may be, each heart, mysterious even to itself, must live its inner life in solitude. And would you know the reason why this is? It is because the Lord desires our love. In every heart he wishes to be first. He therefore keeps the secret key himself to open all its chambers and to bless with perfect sympathy and holy peace each solitary soul that comes to him. So when we feel this loneliness, it is the voice of Jesus saying, "Come to me." And every time we're not understood, it is another call to us to come. For Christ alone can satisfy the soul, and those who walk with him from day to day can never have a solitary way. Dear ones, there are mysteries which we may not understand. One of them is found in 1 Timothy 3:16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. A person in his natural reasoning might ask, how could it be? This is a mystery, but I believe it anyway. Whenever a thing appears to be wrapped in mysteries, there's usually a secret by which the mystery can be solved. How many have tried to unravel a twine from a feed sack? It seems so securely sewed up, you cut and pull, one side and then the other. Finally, the right combination is struck, and the sack falls apart as the twine is pulled out with ease. So it is with salvation. While it may appear for a time with some to be clothed with mysteries, yet there is a way of finding out the secret. The key which opens to the hidden treasures is faith in God. The secret of the whole matter is to believe his word and obey it. This involves a broad scope of thought and action in accordance with the will of God, which will lead the sinner from the depths of sin and binding powers of Satan into the experience of full salvation and light and freedom of the gospel. To obey the word is to meet the conditions laid down therein, forsake sin. Repent and believe the gospel. It means more than just to reform a little and leave off bad habits and settle down upon good resolutions with only a head belief. People often think if they acknowledge the Bible to be true and believe in the divinity of Christ, that it is all that is necessary to take them through to heaven. Devils acknowledge and believe all that, and yet they cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. They believe and tremble, James 2:19. In order to obey God, we must have our will in line with His will and be in perfect subjection to Him in all things. There must be a real change of heart, for with a heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with a mouth confession is made unto salvation, Romans 10:10. When the will of God is made known, then it is our place to act in obedience to the same. Obedience is better than a sacrifice, were the words spoken to Saul when he was trying to justify himself after having disobeyed the command of the Lord. Disobedience is rewarded with punishment, but it is a blessed thing to know that through the great mercy of God, we can be forgiven for all our disobedience and the remembrance of it all swept away. And if we will then henceforth do His whole will, no sin will be laid to our charge by the Lord, neither in this world nor in the world to come. There are some who know the will of God, yet are very wavering and unstable, thus permitting the devil to bring in a flood of accusations on various lines to prevent getting a settled experience. One is saved by grace through faith, not through feelings. Little by little, the way opens before the sinner who has been in an extreme case of unbelief and wandering in sin, until a gleam of light from the throne of God shows the way so clearly that the real treasure appears almost within his grasp. Yet, even here, some will falter with doubt, fearing to claim the promise for fear there will be a failure, and do not want to claim it until they feel that the work is done. If salvation were offered on a line of feeling, then it might do to wait for the feeling. But it is received through faith, and when accepted, the necessary feeling will follow. Here, you, sinner, who are floundering about, afraid to believe for what God has promised until you feel that you have it, be assured when the conditions are met, God is faithful to do His part and save you. Jesus offers salvation on Bible terms, and when the price is paid, the fetters of Satan are broken, and the treasure is yours if you will accept it. If we may be of help to you in some spiritual way, be sure to let us know. Many thanks to those who write and help us keep the messages going forth from time to time. We're encouraged to press on. Some souls are yet lingering out in sin. May they in some way hear and accept the truth before it is too late. Our Father, bless the message to the good of every listener. Talk especially to that one who is nearest eternity and is not ready. May they hear, repent, and believe the gospel. Bless every listener in the way which they need most, whether it be for healing or encouragement. Thine shall be the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Dear ones, I realize that there will be times when it seems that we're walking a solitary way. Friends may fail us and loved ones may pass away, but just remember, according to Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. O thou of little faith, God has not failed thee yet. When all looks dark and gloomy, thou dost so soon forget. Forget that He has led thee and gently cleared thy way. On clouds has poured His sunshine and turned thy night to day. And if He's helped thee hitherto, He will not fail thee now. How it must wound His loving heart to see thy anxious brow, to doubt not, oh, doubt not any longer, to Him commit thy way, whom in the past thou trusted, and is still the same today. Listen out to this song.
Yea, for him that overcometh is a hidden manna saved, and the stone of snowy whiteness with the sacred name engraved. And to him that overcometh by the faith of Christ alone,
Brother Harlan Sorrell, for that specially made recording where you're singing all the four parts. And thank the Lord for the good message and song. Friends, we appreciate those who help us keep the message on the air from week to week. Now, don't forget, if we can be some help to you in some spiritual way, be sure to let us know. We enjoy serving the Lord, and we're glad to put the broadcast on from week to week. And your letters mean so much to us. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.